University of Drexel, I was very involved with Campus Crusade for Christ. And I remember coming home one weekend just so burdened for my dad that when he came home from his business, I said, "Dad, may I talk to you?" He said, "What do you want?" So I sat down with him and I shared with him about Jesus. My mom had done that many times to the point where he didn't want to hear. I thought perhaps because I was his son, he would listen to me. He looked at me when I finished, and this is what he said. He said, "Boy, are you done?" He said, "You think I don't know what you're talking about?" He said, "If you ever talk to me about that again, I'm going to throw you out of this house." Now my dad had a very gruff exterior, but inside he really loved me. He was a good dad. So we all kept praying. My dad eventually was in his 60s, he retired from his business. Shortly after his retirement, his heart started to give out, or he had heart trouble, and he had a heart attack. My mom called me and said, "Your dad's being rushed to the hospital, come quickly." I remember driving from Hartford, Connecticut to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I was weeping and praying and angry. I said to God, "How can you let my dad die when we have prayed for him all this time?" As I was traveling along Route 84 and eventually the Pennsylvania Turnpike, I sensed a presence in the car, not in a speaking audible voice, but in an inaudible or impression in the heart voice, God spoke to me. And he said, "Thus, you have trusted me with everything. Can you not trust me for your dad's salvation?" It was an impression of an inaudible voice, if that makes sense. And all of a sudden, my tears stopped. I wasn't angry. I wasn't upset. I felt a tremendous peace. When I arrived at the hospital, there was more bad news. They had prepared my dad for an angioplasty, and they had injected dye into his veins, and he was allergic to the nuclear dye. And he had a stroke. After several days, my dad came out of the stroke to some extent, but he was awake, but his mind wasn't clear.
几天以后他才醒过来，虽然他已经醒过来了，但是呢他的神志还是不是很清楚。
Several weeks went by and my dad was not making any sense and my mom had some very difficult decisions to make.
又过了几周，他父亲还是稀里糊涂的，所以呢他母亲不得不做一个决定。
He couldn't stay in the hospital any longer.
他父亲不能再住院了。
By this time I had gone back to Hartford and my mom and I were talking on the phone every day.
这时候他牧师本人已经回到他的福德，他只能在电话上和他母亲保持联系。
She thought he would have to go into like a state hospital.
他那样觉得应该把父亲送到一个州立医院去。
For several days, my mom was not able to see my dad because there was a snowstorm. It was in February.
那个时候是二月，下了一场大雪，因为大雪的缘故，他妈妈就不能到医院去看他父亲。
My mom and my dad and my mom and my sister and I, we were all praying, Lord, give us one more chance to talk to my dad about Jesus.
他们这个父子母女母子三个人，他们能做的只是拼命向神求神能够给他父亲再一个听福音的机会。
After several days, my mom went back into the hospital.
过了几天，他妈妈又回到医院看望他父亲。
And the nurse came running up and said, Mrs. Sheely, your husband, he's back, his mind is working, he's able to talk. It was a miracle.
看到护士跑过来，很高兴地跟妈妈说，哎呀，你先生已经清醒了，他会讲话了。
So my mom went in to see my dad and they talked and it was very sweet and within a few days, my mom was able to take my dad home from the hospital.
然后呢，他妈妈就进去跟他父亲，能够两个人可以很好的交流，这气氛也很融洽，他母亲呢就决定就把他父亲接回家去调养。
That night, as they were both going to bed, my mom knew this was it. This was the one more chance to talk to my dad, and she began to gather her courage.
在他们回家的当天晚上，他母亲就意识到。这是一个很好的向他父亲传福音的机会。
And she said, you know, Sylvan, that was his name, Sylvan, Jesus healed you.
他母亲就说，你知道吗？是耶稣医治了你。
And she kind of braced herself, you know, for the outburst that might come.
因为担心他父亲可能会暴跳如雷，像以前那样，所以他妈妈就有点提心吊胆。
And my dad, in a very sweet voice, said, I know.
可是没想到他父亲竟然就平心静气地说，我知道。
So my mom took courage, you know, said, this is it. And she said, would you like to receive Jesus? And he said, yes.
所以他妈妈就受到鼓舞，接下去就问说，那你愿不愿意接受耶稣做你的救主啊？他爸爸说，我愿意。
My mom had been Sunday school superintendent for like 35 years. I mean, literally.
她母亲曾经在主日学教了35年。
And she had all of the, you know, the awards that she could wear for that.
她有许得了许多的褒奖。
So she knew how to lead somebody to Jesus.
因为她教主日学教了很久，所以她知道如何带人信主。
So she said, "We must kneel beside the bed."
他就说我们要跪在床前。
My dad said okay, they were kneeling.
然后他爸爸就同意了，他们就跪在床前。
She led him through the sinner's prayer.
然后他妈妈就带着他爸爸做了一个认罪的祷告。
I can't remember the whole prayer, but at the end she said, now repeat after me and make me one of the little lambs of your fold.
这个祷告结束的时候，他母亲就说跟我一起说，说求主让我做你的一只小羊。
My dad says, and make me one of the little lambs of your fold.
他爸爸就照着这样说了，说了以后呢，他就变成了主的一只小羊。
So they get back in bed.
所以他们就回去睡觉了。
My dad says to my mom, Anna, would you do me a favor? She says, well, anything. Yeah.
他爸爸临睡前就说，你可不可以帮我一个忙？
Would you call me Vess? Vesty, he used to call me Vesty. And would you call Barb?And tell them that I've become a Christian.
他说啊，你可不可以打个电话告诉儿子、闺女，说我已经信主了。
My mom, now she's full of courage, he says, here's the phone, you do it.
他妈妈真是很受鼓舞，竟然就把电话递给他爸爸说，你自己亲自向他们讲吧。
So he dials the number, I'm at the other end of the phone.
然后呢，他爸爸就把电话接通。
The phone rings and I pick up the receiver, say hello, and I hear this voice that I didn't recognize on the other end of the phone.
牧师听到电话铃响就 接起了电话，在电话那一头传来的声音不是很熟悉。
Saying, Bestie, I know you and Barb and Mom have prayed for me. It was 42 years, but for all these years, I wanted you to know that I have become a Christian.
然后他爸爸就说儿子，我知道你们一直在为我祷告，祷告了42年，现在我已经信主了。
When I hung up the phone, we had a celebration. We had 4 daughters, woke them all up. They got up out of bed.
然后呢，他牧师听到这个消息以后，就把自己家人都叫醒了，然后举行了一个庆祝的活动。
We lived beside the church at that time in Wethersfield.
那时候他们住在教堂的旁边。
I went outside screaming, yelling, you know, doing like a victory lap around the parsonage for Jesus.
然后他就围着教堂跑了一圈，又喊又叫。
And then we all prayed and thanked Jesus that my dad, after all that time, had become a Christian.
然后呢，他们就一家人一起向耶稣献上感恩的祷告，感谢他带领他父亲信主。
He lived for about 1.5 years longer.
他父亲又活了一年半。
We would talk on the phone. He would pray. My mom and dad had devotions every day. It was like Saul, you know, who was persecuting the church to Paul. It was that type of a conversion. It was so complete, so incredible that his heart, his demeanor, even his voice had changed.
然后呢，他父亲母亲就经常有这种互相学习查经，然后也在电话上和他们讨论。他父亲的变化就像当年扫罗变成保罗那样彻底的变化。
Now that's a long story for an introduction.
作为一个今天的开篇，讲这么一个长的故事。
But isn't it true that all of us, with our children, or with our family, or with our friends,We want to be like a spiritual parent. We want to see others come to Jesus, right?
但是我想跟大家分享的就是，作为一个基督徒，我们都非常想向我们的父母、子女、亲戚、朋友来传播福音。
I can visually remember clearly each day.When my wife led each of our 4 daughters to Jesus. God has placed in us a desire that those we love most, that we would want them to come to Jesus. We would want to be used of God to see them come to Jesus.
神在我们每个人心里都放了这样一种渴望。
So, I'm going to tell you in a sentence the whole message, and then if we run out of time in 2 minutes, I can just stop. But I won't, but we could.
今天要讲的事情呢，归根结底一句话就是
The whole message can be summarized by saying this. Why not be like Jesus in ministry?
就是说，我们为什么不像耶稣基督学一学，怎么样去服侍我们身边的人，做这个传福音的事工
？Why not？
为什么不这样呢
？What could we learn from Matthew chapter 4? What could we learn that would help us to be like Jesus in ministry？
我们从马太福音第四章可以从耶稣身上学到什么呢
？Now this is a very very simple message.
这是一个很简单的信息。
The first point is, if you're going to be like Jesus in ministry, then minister where you are.
第一个就是，如果你想像耶稣一样传福音的话，你就从你身边的人开始。
You know, I go overseas, and we have opportunity to travel nowadays, but But really, God has placed us in a family, God has placed us in a community, God has placed us at work to be His representative to those we know.
我们也许呢，等向往的到海外去，到远的地方去传福音。可是神却把我们每个人放在我们自己的家里，放在我们工作的岗位上，好向我们身边的人做见证。
Without going into a lot of detail, my dad, after he became a Christian at age 68, he went back to all of his friends in town and said, I've become a Christian.
在他父亲60多岁信主了以后，他就去向他认识的那些所有的人，告诉他们他已经信主了。It was
just so simple, so obvious for him. He had been just the opposite, kind of a real rough type of guy, businessman. But now, since he became, he wanted all his friends to know.
他的变化很巨大，他以前是一个很刚硬的一个生意人，现在突然就变得很柔和、很谦卑，这样呢，他身边的人也都能看得出来。
In Matthew chapter 4, verse 12, it says, when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee, leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum.
4章12节说到，耶稣听见约翰下了监，就退到加利利去，后又离开拿撒勒，往加百农去，就住在那里。
So it was, in, you know, kind of here in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, he goes to Nazareth, about 60 miles northwest, picks up his belongings, and he moves to Capernaum, which is just on the shore, just north of the Sea of Galilee.
牧师刚才就比划了一下，告诉大家，像这些地方都在什么地方。And he lived there.
The Son of God lived amongst the people of Capernaum, and that's where his ministry was located.
想象一下，神的儿子住在加百农那个地方，和当地的人住在一起。
So the first point I want to make is to be like Jesus, minister where you are.
所以第一个要讲的就是，你要是想学习耶稣，你就从你身边的人做起。
Your friends, your family, the people you are closest to, you are the person God wants to use for others to be able to see Jesus.
就像你的朋友，你的家人，神都给了你这个使命。
Now the scriptures say that he moved to Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. And it goes down through a passage from the Old Testament, and it says that Jesus became a light to the Gentiles.
听节讲到，他那地方靠海，在西布伦和拿弗他利的边界上。 这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，然后最后就说，在那黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光，发现照着他们，耶稣就是那地方的光。We
have 7 grandchildren. We have seen 4 come to Jesus.
牧师有7个孙子孙女，然后有4个已经信主了。My
wife led our 4 daughters to Jesus. Our daughters, who are now mothers, are leading their children to Jesus.
他的妻子是他的四个女儿都信了主，他四个女儿又让自己的孩子都信了主。There
is no greater calling, right?
没有比这更大的使命吗？In
the Middle East, I mean, we often hear about Asia, which is an incredible harvest, but in the Middle East, very quietly, secretly, there is a spiritual awakening taking place.
我们都知道在亚洲福音传播得很广，但是你们知道吗？在中东地区，福音也正在悄悄地传播。Because
of the violence, because of the radicals, there are many wonderful Muslim families who are just trying to make a living, get by like we would, who are asking questions about Jesus.
因为那个地方的暴力还有冲突。 当地普通的老百姓，他们向往一个和平的生活，他们也经常想到耶稣是谁，他们有这样的问题。
They're told by the radicals, those Christians are the worst people in the world. We must rid this world. We must kill the infidel.
在当地的原教旨主义者经常教导他们的老百姓说，耶稣基督徒都是坏人，都是应该被斩尽杀绝的。
And then their friend becomes a Christian, and they find out that just the opposite is true. They're not awful people. They're loving people.
但是这些普通老百姓，当他们看到他们的朋友有的变成基督徒以后，他们就意识到基督徒并不是十恶不赦的坏人，也是普通的人。
But it's in the intimacy of that relationship, that friendship.That sharing goes on in secret, and then over a period of years, maybe in the midst of persecution, these friends, seeing their neighbor persecuted, say, there must be something to profit Jesus.
就在这种朋友之间的这种互相的见证，这种关系，今年这个日久天长他们的穆斯林的朋友就会发现，这些基督徒他们都是给耶稣做见证的。
So minister where we are to the network of 15, 20, 30, 40 friends that we have, and share with them the love of Jesus.
所以呢，我们就应该从自己身边的人做起，像我们那的五六个、七八个。或者十几个朋友向他们慢慢地传播福音。
In verse 18 it says, And Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. He said, Come and follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men.
十八节讲到，耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网。
He had met these men about 3 months before, because they were disciples of John.
耶稣差不多在三个月之前就见过这几个人，因为他们当时是施洗约翰的门徒。
John chapter 1 says that from verse 35 to the end of the chapter, that day these four fishermen, disciples of John, recognized Jesus as Messiah.
约翰福音第一章讲到在当这几个人看到耶稣以后，他们就认出耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Seeing their spiritual interest, Jesus, the Son of God, moves from Nazareth to Capernaum to be able to begin to train these men to multiply his ministry.
当耶稣看到这几个人的属灵的需要，他就亲自住到他们那个地方。和他们一起发展这种属灵的关系。
He says, "Come, follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And they follow him.
耶稣说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
Let me leave you with this thought.
你们想一想
，If each of us were to influence one person this year.
如果今年我们每一个人都去影响一个人。
It could be like my mom, my father.
就像牧师的母亲能够影响他的父亲。
It could be like my wife, our daughters.
就像他的妻子影响他的女儿。
It could be like our daughters, the grandchildren.
或者他女儿影响他们的孙子孙女。
This is something we all have an earnest desire to do for those we love the most.
对这些我们最爱的人，我们都应该有这种负担。
We will see a spiritual multiplication like was seen in the New Testament, and is like that we are seeing in many places in the world.
如果我们这样做的话，我们就会看到。我们身边的成百上千成倍的人都会信主，就像当年在新约里面讲到他们刚刚建立教会那样，可以把福音传到世界各地。
The one ministered to the 12.
一个人
3 years, he invested in 12 men. And he had one failure. The 12 and Jesus ministered to the 72. After 3 years of ministry in the upper room, there were 125. The 125 spread out all throughout Jerusalem and ministered to the 3,000. The 3,000 became 8,000. One person at a time ministering to a friend. Making disciples. The 8,000 moved from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to Antioch to Asia Minor to Europe in 17 years. By the end of the first century, they became, from historians telling us, over 20 million. But it's the simplicity of one sharing with one whom we love. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful church. I thank you for the great work you are doing here through leaders and through your servants in the body of Christ. I thank you for the children who are here today and so eager and so interested. I thank you for those who are going to be baptized. I thank you that our ministry can be the ministry of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.